This is Stavinston.
We are back. Last segment.
Don't ask.
I don't know what they're doing over there. They're playing with the microphone.
Pay my porn star education for tonight. $5,000.
Wait a minute. This isn't supposed to be as fuzzy and big as it is.
I haven't shaved in a while.
It most certainly is.
Oh, my.
Don't feel anxiety.
There you go. Don't get scared.
Stare into the eye.
I'm right up in it.
Spit at you. All right, enough.
Don't get scared, sweetie. The porn star's going to talk to you.
Is that your default? Is Dice your default?
I love it.
Apparently.
I'm still not over it, man. I'm sorry.
Clearly.
He just had a
1990 call. The Ford Fairlane's waiting to meet
you. Oh, one of my favorite movies.
Of course it was.
My hair. Zuzu, my hair. I love it. I can watch it right now. I'm going to watch it tonight when I get home.
Worst foreplay
See
ever.
What we did?
and even squeezed Jimi Hendrix into the movie, which makes it even more awesome.
Poor Jimi Hendrix.
Dude,
couldn't be left out of this.
God of music. Come on.
Comics in the news.
And now it's time for Comics in the News.
What? What were we doing now?
It was one of the shows. I think it was the week or two after I was on last time. You guys were yelling about something.
I don't remember screaming at Joe.
Oh, no, that's never
No,
happened.
How could you remember no, when no. it happened so often?
No, but I haven't, like, really sunk my fangs into him in quite some time.
Oh, no, you guys were having a moment one night. Maybe that
They were arguing about something. I got distracted. And I was like,
sure,
right.
He was wrong, whatever it was.
Facts!
It got loud.
Facts!
It's what I bring. It's what I bring to the table.
I got my own fucking facts from the facts.
Pip?
And nobody else has them, just me. Facts!
No, they're available. You just choose to ignore them. I can't help you.
And it's got to be your brand of facts.
Facts don't have a brand.
Okay.
Facts are no-name brand. That's what you don't understand.
I think you mean truth, not fact. Fact is archaeology, Indiana Jones.
No. Fact?
Yeah, political science.
Facts, actually.
Yeah. Oh, God.
No matter what Giuliani says.
Giuliani. Wow. Yeah. I thought we were picking on Trump today.
No, well, he's part and parcel of that whole circle.
Facts!
Another fucking retard. Another guy who flushed his career away.
Oh, he's a frightening vulture.
Have you seen the New York City subways in Times Square in the past few years? I think it has
nothing to do with the other. He was a good mayor. He was hated.
Great mayor.
Yeah, no,
he was hated until 9/11.
He cleaned the place up. Come on.
No, but he was able
to walk through Times Square and not be bothered. Last year I had my son crying. Why is that guy asking for money? He's got no food. I'm like, come on, man. Times Square was spotless. The subways didn't smell.
They were
appropriate places for them, not in the center of tourism.
Well, here's the thing about being homeless. They don't have a home, so there's not really a place.
But you don't load them up in your business district and bankrupt people.
They're not loading.
They don't truck.
You don't
them
let
in.
Them come. No, you don't. No.
They go
it was
where
just
the
a
food
stupid
is.
Idea. It was a smart idea for Giuliani to get them out of the commercial center of Manhattan.
It made it more pleasant.
So
for you.
Business can thrive and people can walk and spend more money. It made sense. I hate going down to the subways now and have to smell piss for the first time in over a decade.
I was riding the subways years ago. There was still piss in it.
Not like today. No way. It's a big difference.
Okay, I just had to ride the subways every fucking day in the city.
Big difference. Damn it. I ride them too. I get it. It's a big difference. Anyway, go.
Doesn't mean Giuliani's not a fucking nut.
Yeah, have you seen him lately?
Once you say truth is not truth, you've lost me.
No, here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, your truth is not truth?
He cleaned the place up.
Okay.
He cleaned the place up.
I think has nothing to do with the other. That was a long time ago.
Now it ain't cleaned up anymore.
I brought him up because of what he's doing now.
Yeah.
What's he doing now? He's being a lawyer, right?
But have you seen...
That's why you guys hate him now.
Because he said truth is not truth.
Truth is not truth?
That he says ridiculous things on television.
He probably meant
regular.
Truth is not law, but...
No, that's not what he said. He doesn't... The attorney does not need to represent him.
God. All right, what do you got? Comedians in the news.
When did you become such a sucker for such life's losers?
Because I can't engulf myself in staged media.
I just
on both sides. That's entertainment.
I just googled "truth is not truth," and the first listing is Rudy Giuliani.
That's funny stuff.
And Well, I can't play it on here, but there's
video. I read about that in the post. Never mind. Yeah.
Yeah, made up. He said it.
All right. Good for him. He cleaned up New York City. What do you got?
Here's one of the lists.
He should retire after that. He would still be beloved.
Giuliani goes full Orwell. That's my favorite. Truth is not truth.
Alternative facts.
In the Tibetan Buddhist sense of the word, no, it's not.
Yeah, I know, but that's not how he was going.
Yeah, but if it was like the Dalai Lama, people would have been clapping for him. Oh, well, it's genius. I get it.
He wasn't going on a philosophical level. He was going on a bullshit level.
Yeah. Stop.
Devin's got a twitch in his eye.
No,
all right, go.
Just stop. It's sad. It's sad to watch you do this.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
I'm just saying, man.
Yeah.
You're better than that.
Facts!
Nimish Patel.
Who?
The guy I'm about to talk about.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm sorry. I thought you were cursing at me.
And the Nimish Patel.
I know. I'm like, what is that?
How dare you?
Some kind of Hanukkah curse. I don't know. What the fuck?
Why does he got to be anti-Semitic?
It's actually a Kwanzaa curse.
Oh, no. Uh-oh.
It's actually not. He's Indian.
Well, okay. So.
I don't know what to do.
I was just coming up with another holiday.
I know. You work.
There you go.
It's hard. It's a lot of balls up in the internet.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's including the sheeps.
I don't know if it came equipped with balls.
I don't think so.
God knows.
Yeah,
did it have
a
mustache, though?
No,
yeah, that was confusing.
Yeah, lipstick had a mustache.
Yeah, wait a minute.
It was a trans sheep.
Wow.
We're
that's even. Oh, no.
Look.
That just got more fucked up.
It was a sheep with a hormone problem, okay?
It was an Italian sheep.
Not everybody can pluck and, like.
Oh, no.
You look finely coiffed, my dear.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
A fungal. Okay.
Nimish Patel, a comedian, former writer for Saturday Night Live, was yanked from the stage in the midst of his routine at Columbia University after students decided his material was homophobic, racist, and making them feel unsafe. Ooh. Columbia's Asian American Alliance, AAA, but not the type that picks up your car, had invited Patel to perform during the group's annual charity event, Culture Shock Reclaim. AAA, AAA, is run by students, which means it was their decision to pull Patel from the stage after he made jokes that they deemed racist and homophobic, according to the Columbia Daily Spectator. Well, this is going to be rich. The Spectator, though, lists one of the allegedly inappropriate jokes. You guys ready for this?
Okay. Yeah.
During the event, Patel's performance featured commentary on his experience living in a diverse area of New York City, including a joke about a gay black man in his neighborhood, which AAA officials deemed inappropriate. Patel joked that being gay cannot be a choice because no one looks in the mirror and thinks, this black thing is too easy, let me just add another thing to it. By the way, the joke's not original.
It's not.
No, I've heard that before. I feel.
Oh, okay.
Really?
But yeah, I get what he was going for.
I get for it.
I get it too. Yeah, I get
it.
Yeah.
I'm down already. Let's add to it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Pretty much. That's how I took
right.
it.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's not a complicated joke. The whole class got it. We feel good.
Yeah.
The three of us feel good about
it.
Yeah, we do.
The joke acknowledges... We got to explain the joke. Never good.
That racism and homophobia exists? Wow.
The joke acknowledges that black people and gay people suffer oppression.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And that a person who is both gay and black suffers stacked oppression.
Yeah, correct.
Yes.
This joke seems almost perfectly intersectional.
Yes.
And I can tell you, I've written a lot of jokes. I never thought of one being as intersectional.
Not
that
intersectional.
Word never
came. Know, right?
And not intersexual. Calm down over there, Russ.
Intersexual. Nice.
Intersectionality, the operating system of the modern left, requires everyone to recognize that different forms of oppression are interrelated and that they stack. The problem for Patel, however, is that intersectionality also recognizes the oppressed as the sole experts on their own oppression. Thus, Patel should not have commented on matters relating to black people or gay people. Since he's neither gay nor black. If you're black and gay, you don't need a straight South Asian guy to point out that your life is hard because you're black and gay, wrote a student, Liberty Martin. Really? Freedom's not the one thing I think of with liberty.
Stop taking in sociology and study more history.
I took sociology. Martin
accused. Sorry to hear that. Yeah, we teach it.
Anyway.
I took a sociology class in college.
Sorry to hear that.
See how stupid that is?
I had to.
We all
required.
Had to. It's not a big fucking deal. We all had to. It's
12 weeks of why I should fucking hate myself. That's great.
Did it sink in?
Sociology?
No, yeah.
Spend a couple
sociology?
More hours with me.
A white heterosexual male Catholic? I was scum of the earth, man. I was the enemy.
You said that in the past tense.
That's funny stuff.
For three from downtown.
Dude, that's nice.
See, I'm not the only prick in here.
From the 3-point line.
She fucking.
I had to.
That's funny stuff.
No, you didn't have to. You chose to.
I chose to.
Yes. We're fine with that. Take your shot.
Facts!
What the fuck? It's like he's got Tourette's.
I know.
Dude.
Martin Acuna.
Every time I come in, I'm jacked on Benadryl, by the way.
I got to put, next time you come down, I'll put the fucking the air purifier.
There's nothing you can do. I've been allergic to cats.
No, I'll put the air purifier. I'll help it down.
It's me, isn't it?
It could be.
No,
you.
It's just cats.
No, but yeah, she rubs herself in them.
I have a friend who's a cat, a lifelong friend who's a cat person. And yeah, it's like, yeah, long distance high fives. Hey, I'm sure. Oh, dude.
Martin accused Patel of blatant anti-blackness.
Anti-blackness? It's called racism, you dumb fuck. Anti-blackness.
With references to the above joke specifically. Even though the joke reflects a sentiment that gay and black students want everyone to recognize as reality that life as a gay black student is hard, the fact that it was made by an Asian guy means it's actually evidence of anti-black bias. It doesn't have to make sense. You just have to obey. Patel made it 30 minutes before organizers cut off the routine, according to The Spectator. Patel pushed back on the official remarks and said that while he stood in solidarity with Asian-American identities, none of his remarks were offensive, and he was exposing the audience to ideas that would be found in the real world. Before he could finish, Patel's microphone was cut from off stage, and he proceeded to leave.
Oh, my God.
I would not want to be a comedian this day and age.
No.
AAA released a statement. Why? You could have your wife tell you what's wrong. AAA released a statement.
There you go.
Probably was adjusting his cuffs too much. That was what fucking Patel went wrong.
Can you adjust your collar or something?
There you go.
Patel released
solidarity.
Patel released AAA released a statement on Facebook condemning Patel's remarks, which ran counter to the inclusive spirit and integrity of Culture Shock. They apologized for inviting Patel and for the hurt his words caused members of the community. Many students in the audience agree with AAA's decision to end the event prematurely. One told the student newspaper that Patel's jokes contradicted the sensitive nature of the event. Another had this to say: "I really dislike when people who are older say that our generation needs to be exposed to the real world. Obviously, the world is not a safe space, but just accepting that
not the safe space.
And continuing to perpetuate the unsafeness of it is saying that it can't be changed," said Zhao. When older generations say you need to stop being so sensitive, it's like undermining what our generation is trying to do and accepting others, making it safer.
Mindless.
All right, I don't think the joke was offensive.
Mindless.
No,
it was
nor
not.
Do I.
No,
it
actually
much more offensive.
Ironically, it fit into the actual goal of the meeting. Culture Shock.
Yes,
different cultures.
That was the title
different
of
cultures.
The fucking event.
And first of all, if you're a sensitive Sally, don't hire a comedian these days.
I will agree with that.
Really,
yes.
Do not hire. Because more and more comedians are getting in trouble, and they're not racist.
Not everybody.
They're not homophobic.
Yeah.
You know, really. Yeah, really.
See, the comics.
Yeah, don't call Eddie Murphy a dice.
No, we're not right. No, the corporations hire us. Sometimes it's going to go, you know what? Maybe not a comic. Maybe a juggler.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's true.
Jugglers,
it's true.
Comics aren't for everybody.
No.
We say words.
Get one
you
of
inspire
those,
thought.
Get one of those psychics.
The good ones do.
Yes.
Get one of those cold reading psychics to like tell people that grandma is here and that she's okay. You know what? Don't get a comedian in if they're going to be like,
unsafe. Yeah, it's a hypersensitive environment.
Yes, it is unsafe to have a comedian in the room. They're going to say something that offends you.
Well, now you're just talking about
but
me.
It was also truthful. Listen,
I am. I'm looking at you and nodding and pointing.
Well,
but
yes,
like
I am.
It meshed well with the theme of the event.
Yeah.
It was discussing realities.
Now,
racism and homophobia exist, people.
We'll say this.
Yeah, they're not going anywhere anytime soon, and the comedian threw it out there.
He wasn't portraying it, though.
In a comedic way, but not in a way that was unsafe. That's obnoxious.
I don't think that joke was unsafe. Could make people feel make feel people.
I think the reaction to it's unsafe.
No, that's true.
Really? You're wrapping blinders around kids'
but
heads.
Jokes can make people feel unsafe. I just don't think that's an example of
it.
They can.
Absolutely.
They can. Look, when I was in college, there was, like a Ratzkeller kind of bar in the student building or whatever.
Student center?
Yeah, whatever it was. And so they had a comedy evening, and so this guy got up, totally unfunny. No one was laughing.
I don't remember doing your show.
No, you weren't there.
No.
And he started saying stuff like, "Oh, my girlfriend's such a fucking bitch." Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
But he know his girlfriend? He might be telling you the truth.
She could have been.
If you're on a campus and misogynistic.
It wasn't even
who
that.
Who wants to blow me?
If he had a funny...
so I got my tongue up the
If he had a funny second line, maybe he could have gotten away with it. But he just started, like, listing things that she did that annoyed him and then coming up with the conclusion she must be on the rag. So this was not funny. This was not, and there was a line, literally. The front row was the women who had worked on the student organization.
SAG.
To
SAG.
Yeah.
Student unions?
No, we were young. It was perky.
Good times.
Yeah. And there were just a group of women who worked on the student activity group that put together this event, and we're all staring at him like, what the actual fuck, dude?
Yeah, but you guys, funny, but you awful. Guys selected him.
No, it was amateurs.
Oh, well, you can't fucking fault amateurs.
No, I know, but we stood there and
it's
stared
hard to
be
at a comedian.
Him. He said that he was like, you know, a budding comedian. And I mean,
yeah, but that's
I
on
didn't,
you guys.
I didn't
you
choose
guys hired
these,
him.
I didn't choose these people.
That's on you guys. You guys hired him.
No, I know. And we just sat there and stared at him like.
Listen, you're talking to the guy
not...
who got kicked off his law school talent show. So,
oh no!
for the cross dresser MC to do more fucking.
That's funny.
That's a true story.
Yeah, no, I believe it. But
that was back when my wife was supportive. She's my girlfriend then, and she gave him the old what for. That was fucking good time standing by her, man.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah, more of that.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Fucking fooled me.
That's what we do. We lure you into the trap.
Listen.
Comedians are not supposed to be PC. It just doesn't work. And it's getting to the point where you got to have comics who get up there and they have nothing to talk about except the weather. And then that's going to be offensive because somebody's going to challenge global warming. What is it? Really?
Here's the problem. The goal was for inclusiveness.
Yeah.
If you're prohibiting someone from making jokes about all groups, that's counterintuitive to inclusiveness.
Yes, correct? It is.
Yeah, it really is.
And saying that as an Asian person, as part of a minority culture, that he cannot make jokes that reflect on the fact that minorities are oppressed, that's ridiculous. But just because he wasn't an African-American minority person, he's still a person of color. He's still an oppressed minority.
But comics have been doing that shit for years ago. You know, it's like, hey, I'm gay too. Or, you know, we do a joke and it doesn't work.
Eddie Murphy did it. Robin Williams did it.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to get a fat. You know, it's supposed to strike a nerve. It's supposed to get you think. It's supposed to incite and excite. You know, I mean, comedy is a good tool. There is an example of something. And I was very disappointed when it happened. One of the stars from Seinfeld who played Kramer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was
stupid. Shouting
the N-word,
calling people the N-word.
That was not comedy.
String you up
and... That was smut.
That was vulgar. And he went gross.
Yeah, yes. That was vulgar. That was vile. That was smut. That's not comedy.
I don't think most college kids are sensitive.
That joke was, like I said, not only a joke, not a bad one either, but it meshed with the event.
Yeah.
It was appropriate.
Yeah.
Making fun of women's menstrual cycles on a college campus, that's a good way to get egged.
Yeah.
That's a really good way to get egged.
Yeah.
You know, dude, you went to college. Come on.
Well,
I did.
By sophomore year, they're taking their first class in feminism. You can't act like that.
His mistake. his real mistake.
You're dead.
I'm fine.
After
I'm
he was doing the fucking bitch and she was on the rag material, he decided to do crowd work with the group of women who were staring, frowning.
But he was new. He was new. He doesn't know. He's a fucking open micer.
How do I piss them off?
It was
good practice for marriage.
It was a bad
joke.
Here's the thing.
See, even in marriage, you don't talk about
this. This is giving a bad
label.
Can you
imagine saying that to your wife?
Yeah.
Really? I couldn't, dude. No, I couldn't forgive myself.
What? Saying what?
You're being a bitch is that time of month?
Yeah, no, that's...
Can you imagine?
When you're ready to elevate the argument, absolutely.
No, dude.
sometimes you just go, fuck it, we're all in.
No, that's always... Yeah, that's cool. Get a retainer for a lawyer.
No, in court, that's just cause.
Oh, no. Well, yeah, oh, no.
But you didn't hear what she said about me. Anyway, this is giving a bad impression of college kids. This is not this is not all college kids. It's not most
the snowflake millennial stereotype.
It's not. The reality is most...
The snowflakes have a loud microphone.
They do.
That's the problem.
They do.
But most of the normal kids are not going to on-campus comedy shows.
No, it's just
not. I've done them. Yeah. And they were problems years ago.
Yeah.
Years ago, this shit was
hard.
That's
true.
Yeah.
I offended a fat black chick with an Ethiopian restaurant joke. That's not
wow.
A,
I remember that.
Yeah, I told you that story.
That's specific, but wow.
No, I the joke was to an Ethiopian restaurant. The catch of the day was the... I don't know. I was craving. You go there when you're craving nothing. You know, that type of shit like that.
Yeah. In the 80s, that would get you in trouble.
I ordered the empty plate special. This was the 90s.
So it was after the famine.
This
All
was
right.
the, yeah, this because I saw an Ethiopian restaurant in Manhattan. So this was the joke. It was a big joke for me at the time. Ugh, now. But at the time, so there's this big, fat, black chick, college girl.
Right.
And she's like, I'm offended by that. In a club, I would have fucking, yeah, what'd you, eat the village? In that fucking.
No, yeah, at a college campus.
But in the campus, I just go, oh. Okay.
They've been intellectually stimulated. Nothing's fucking funny anymore.
Right. But that's not. But that's not the whole. But that's not most of the kids.
No, it's not all of them.
It's just
the
ones that go to the show, and it's not even most that go to the show.
No.
It's a core group given a very loud microphone, and unfortunately, stirred by professors, and it's part of a problem. It's a cultural problem. It really is. Where nothing. Is funny anymore.
Yeah.
Where everybody's up
the right wing gets offended by Clinton.
Go.
No!
Right, left. How about people, David?
No,
human
absolutely.
Beings.
But you just said, but
because
you were implying
of politics.
I was liberal.
No, I was not.
You said the professors, and that usually liberal professors.
Okay, but it's part of the problem.
Both
it's
sides.
Not a, yeah, it's not a conservative. It's a
no,
human being
absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Americans. Americans have forgotten to laugh.
Yes.
Yeah.
At themselves and. At each other.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was actually discussing this in detail with a conservative professor. He's a PhD. They do exist. And he's of the conservative persuasion.
Proof.
Yeah, I know, right? In New York, you'd have that meeting in a fucking phone booth. But,
phone booth.
Yeah, Conservative
those?
Professors Association. Yeah, honestly, right?
Yeah,
in a
I
closet.
Just realized what he said.
I dated myself.
Oh, my God.
Right, for, millennials, for the millennials listening, yeah.
Well,
anyway.
I dated myself because it took me a beat to realize that that was something.
It's an old saying. It's a post
because you're out of options.
It's a post 2000 saying.
But
post,
I'm a good time. With
I will tell you though, as somebody who frequently jerks off to porn, I've dated myself too.
My
it's a good
God.
Time.
I don't want to pay for it. That's my only problem.
It's
anyway,
for free.
Nothing's free in college. Believe me, my.
Wait, are you kidding? I got it for free in college.
Oh my God! No, I'm talking about
if
the porn star.
If you can't
star,
get it for free in college, you can never get
it.
Never
gonna
get it. You're just giving it away.
You made me
everybody's
throw my
giving
point
it away.
Cock, chocha, whatever
yeah.
you want.
We were talking about the movie Blazing Saddles and how that would
never get made. Now.
Make it to the screen. Nope. You would actually submit that script, and no matter who you were, your career would be over submitting the script.
Yeah. They'd be like, you think you're wasting our time.
Yeah, and I'm thinking back. I mean, Mel Brooks has had such a huge effect on my life. I own his anthology. Mm-hmm. He
doesn't
really
like the term owned.
He made it. What? Doesn't like the term owned. I own the anthology.
No, he doesn't like owned.
Jackass. Really?
Indoctrinated into your lifestyle.
No, fungal with this shit. Anyway, he had a big effect on me, especially as a youngster.
Yeah.
And he taught me that in the right context, it was okay to laugh at yourself and at other people who are different than you.
Mm-hmm.
And laugh at each other for your differences. And I think that's the biggest lesson. Like, on a college campus these days, you cannot even show that movie on a college campus. You'd be shut down.
No,
and it's one of the greatest vehicles we have in American culture for black people and white people to see how ridiculous each other can be to each other.
Right.
It's something to laugh about.
Yes.
You know?
Listen. Yeah.
And that would be now considered racist, amongst other things. Misogynistic.
I got to push back.
With that one scene. You know?
I
got to
push back.
Yeah, exactly.
I got to push
I'm
back.
I'm tired.
We're talking,
of love.
We're talking about, you're talking about a very particular audience in
yes.
college students.
Very
snowflakes.
Whatever. With the parameters. That And you are given parameters to work on, as opposed to regular audience. I say fucking awful things for a living.
Every day of my life. With facts, because they're awful facts.
I have them,
and they're my facts.
I have them laughing about pedophilia. I have them laughing about pedophilia.
Yes.
I have them laughing about race, religion, their president, my president. I have them laughing at the most controversial fucking thing. Nazis. I've done.
That's why after 20-something years, I still watch South Park.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they can take any topic
so the audience,
and they
right.
give it to everybody,
equally.
But this is not new.
Matt Stone, Trey Parker, God bless you.
Yep.
The audience is there for
yes.
irreverent. You're
yes.
just talking about a particular. Listen, I think it's time the industry stops fooling itself. Go, you know what? Let's not do comics in colleges anymore. It's just not, but we do it because it's usually good money.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, the last bunch of times I did, I was doing crowd work.
What happens when you leave your NYU days, for example, and, you know, you get older and your date wants to go to Caroline's down on in Times Square, down on Broadway? You know, again, instead of equipping these kids to laugh, I mean, even things that are affect like racism and homophobia, these are terrible things. But to put it in a context, like I said, when you can see how stupid they are. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's what good comedy does.
That exactly. Just
all
how
the family.
Exactly. It's not promoting it.
No.
Yeah. No.
It's not in any way legitimizing
Listen,
kids
it. Kids don't understand nuance.
This
they
shit
don't
exists.
Understand irony.
Satire.
No, they don't.
But they're
dry.
But you are working for them.
They're dry.
You are. Listen, I was a lot more middle of the road than I am now. But
yes.
I knew how to work those fucking rooms.
Yeah.
The last university I did was probably West Point for the cadets.
Okay.
I did a ton of crowd work. I wasn't over sexual or anything.
No.
You goof on them a little bit.
Yeah.
And I did some
stuff
to
pull back. Engaging your audience.
And they were like, oh my God, I go, really? You're going to be killing people. Relax, kids.
Oh my God.
Hey, nah, don't let that offend you too much.
Oh my God.
But that's who I am.
Yes.
And I think that's. And I
that's
think,
good comedy.
But
though.
I think that's what this guy Patel was doing. He just did like, you got to own it. I put this on Facebook. You need to own it. I tell my audiences straight up, we're going to talk about some shit. It's going to be okay. You're going to get through it. We're going to get through it together. And then by the end, I got them laughing at inappropriate. I go, see, now you're laughing at the pedophile.
Oh, that's a low, right? Where does it go from there?
But that's what I do. You have to own that. We can, as comics, we can no longer retreat. We get thrown. Listen, when they cut off the mic, or when we get heckled, or when somebody says it's not funny, or you finish, it throws us. We start talking faster. We start to edit in our head. We start,
just
start
it go.
Playing with your cuffs like a motherfucker.
It's not racism. It's
all of a sudden, they're up to my shoulders.
No, it's
you're not wearing a blazer anymore. You don't know where you are.
No.
Talking a mile a minute.
He's standing in front of the microphone, all stoic.
But no.
Whirling like a dervish.
But you've
my
seen
next
me in the past couple
joke,
years.
I
tell him, I go, this is the way it's going to be.
I think you even say strap in.
I go, strap in. We're going to talk about some shit.
Facts.
We should actually say it at the beginning of the show. Strap in. We're going to
talk. Remember last time I was in Florida, I told you, like,
as long as Pip doesn't say strap on, then I'm going home.
Right.
Strap on.
No. I'm out.
Remember when
it's worse than the fucking sheep.
That's what my husband says.
Oh, no.
As soon as I say strap on, he's out. What happened in Florida?
I don't care.
Pip and I were having a moment.
Doesn't matter.
No, tell me.
It's late. It's late, and I don't feel like...
It was a Pip Russ moment.
I understand.
Sorry. Okay.
Fine. It was a fine moment indeed.
Yes.
Talking about strap-ons.
Yes.
Although you would not want a professional tell you about it. I understand.
No, I don't want student funds paying for it. That was the point. Value. Cash. It's all about money. Anyway, keep going about... What do you got?
The question is, do we do Kevin Hart or not? That's the question now.
Kevin Hart, who's the comedian.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. We'll do that, and then... we'll get out of here.
Okay.
Cool.
So, I mean, you guys know about the story, right?
Yeah.
The Oscars.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he's stepping down from hosting the Oscars after homophobic tweets surfaced on Thursday. The tweets between 2009 and 2011 included, you're already shaking your head, derogatory language referring to gay people and made disparaging comments about sexuality. And one of the tweets from 2011, among some of that have been deleted, the comedian said, yo, if my son comes home and tries to play with my daughter's dollhouse, I'm going to break it over his head and say, and my voice, stop that gay. Now, Tracy Morgan got in trouble for this shit a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've made the choice to step down from hosting this year's Oscars, Hart said. This is because I do not want to be a distraction on a night that should be celebrated by so many amazing, talented artists. I sincerely apologize to the LGBTQ community for my insensitive words from my past. I'm sorry that I hurt people. I am evolving and want to continue to do so. My goal is to bring people together, not tear us apart. Much love and appreciation to the Academy. I hope we can meet again.
Wow.
Hart announced on his official Instagram page that he would host the Academy Awards for the first time in the coming year. For years, I've been asked if I would ever host the Oscars, and my answer was always the same. As long as they don't check my Twitter. No.
Really?
I said that it would be the opportunity of a lifetime for me as a comedian, that it will happen when it's supposed to, he wrote when he announced the news. In another Instagram post, Hart said the Academy asked him to apologize, or they would find another host. So this is what he said.
From the Academy, and that call basically said, Kevin, apologize for your tweets of old, or we're going to have to move on to find another host. Talking about the tweets from 2009-2010. I chose to pass. I passed on the apology. The reason why I passed is because I've addressed this several times. This is not the first time this has come up. I've addressed it. I've spoken on it. I've said where the rights and wrongs were. I've said who I am now versus who I was then. I've done it. I'm not going to continue to go back and tap into the days of old when I moved on and I'm in a completely different space in my life. The same energy that went into finding those old tweets could be the same energy put into finding the response to the questions that have been asked years after years after years. We feed in the internet trolls and we reward them. I'm not going to do it, man. I'm going to be me. I'm going to stay on my ground. Regardless, Academy, I'm thankful and appreciative of the opportunity. If it goes away, no harm.
So Chad Griffin, the head of the LGBTQ... Oh, they didn't have a Q on this one. Civil rights advocacy group called the Human Rights Campaign Respond to the Heart on Twitter. You have a rare opportunity to take responsibility, teach people in this movement, and send a message to the LGBTQ youth and that they matter and deserve dignity and respect. You say you've grown, show us. Make amends for hurtful things you said and affirm LGBTQ people. On Friday morning, Hart posted another tweet, this time to share a quote from Martin Luther King Jr. "The ultimate measure is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience," it read, "but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy." Let's see.
Wow.
So this is not the only time Hart addressed the controversy over social media. Last year, he came forward to admit he had cheated on his pregnant wife, Anika Parrish, ahead of an extortion plot. Fucking words. Months later, the Los Angeles District Attorney Office charged his former friend with using video evidence of Hart's affair. Listen, if he's addressed, I don't think he should have had him be made to apologize.
He's addressed already. It's old news. I think it was something thrown in his face because, you know, he was about to get his big shot, moment of fame.
Well, and, he's famous.
Yeah, I know he's famous, but I'm saying, no, host the Oscars, accomplish his goal. And, yeah, there was no reason for him to have to address it again. And honestly, if we're going to hold, again, we're back to comedians, entertainers.
Well, it's what's comics in the news.
People, exactly. They provoke, and that's what they're supposed to do. If we're going to live by this standard, Eddie Murphy should never be allowed in Hollywood since 1983.
Yeah, but he's pro-gay. I mean, he banged one.
The remarks he made about homosexuals.
Yeah.
In well, his stand-up.
See, I don't know.
At that time was shocking.
The stand-up. See, I don't know.
By
tweet,
today?
I don't know what the tweets
he'd be,
were.
He'd be locked out of Hollywood forever.
Yeah. I don't know what the tweets were. Like, if it's, I think it's different if it's the stand-up versus, like, the tweet. Like, are you going for jokes in the tweets? Or I don't know what he, I don't know what the tweets were.
Yeah, I'm not
he
really
said
sure.
He said it was old jokes that he made.
Right, but they found this stuff on his Twitter feed.
Making jokes about, well, like, you know, if my son comes home gay or something. You know.
If it was hateful or promoting violence or exclusion, then okay, no. Listen, good.
The guy's addressed it, so I think...
It's old news.
You know, you can either take him
for
his word or not.
I see Eddie Murphy pop up at Hollywood events, and like I said, the shit he said in the 80s was bad. That was unacceptable for the Reagan era.
But it was a different time.
You know, I mean, that was still bad back then. It was like, holy shit. But yeah. It was, think about it. Think back to Eddie Murphy Raw and Delirious, you know?
I agree with you, but I think yeah, that people know, have an opportunity to grow, too.
And that's what Kevin Hart said he did. Yeah. He said he grew.
But let me tell you, even let's say, like, the comedian we spoke about last on the college campus.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's say Kevin Hart was making jokes about homosexuals.
Right.
Okay? And again, they were not violent in nature.
Right.
They were not calling for violence or exclusion.
Mm-hmm.
But just again, like I said earlier, you know, kind of, poking fun of another person based on mm-hmm. idea, which a lot of jokes, that's the foundation
for it.
Kevin Hart's
joke was violent.
You know?
He said he'd crack a dollhouse over his kid's head if he said he was gay. So that is violent.
Yeah, but yeah. Yeah, no, Kevin Hart's kind of, his brand
I
of comedy
that.
Is that, it's going to sound hokey, but it's a very Kevin Hart thing to say. I've seen his stand-up. I've seen him live. I've seen him on TV.
No, he's a funny dude.
I've seen his specials. I've seen him on Netflix. I think the guy's hysterical. He's a very talented comedian. And it's a shame to see his career stopped.
His career's not stopped.
No, in the sense of, it was a goal of his. He wanted to do it.
He'll probably get
it
again.
He is a very, very famous and excellent comedian of the
short
highest.
Too. Very short.
You know, and he didn't have, first of all, for an old fair. Joke. And secondly, to my knowledge, it did not inspire or call into action hate or exclusion or violence.
Well, if we're just basing it on the joke that was here, I would say it does inspire violence. I mean, if you really want to read into jokes, which I don't want to do,
if
you were going to read into
if you want to read into it, you can find something wrong with anything.
Right, but I think it's easier to find crack a dollhouse over my kid's
head. If you know his brand of comedy, it's not so striking.
Listen, the guy apologized.
Exactly.
He did. Say if he was
and
saying...
Rightfully so. You know, listen, a group of people came to him and said, although him being a comedic actor, a group of people came to him and said, hey, some of the things you posted in the past were, you know, off color and were hurt by it. And the guy still apologized.
Yeah. Or, I mean, you're saying that you're so
you
against
can identify.
Your child being gay that you would, like, commit violence. That's what it says
yeah.
on the surface.
So in several deleted of posts, tweets from 2011, he used words including homo and gay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, the derogatory.
Yeah, in a derogatory sense. The thing is that he's already spoken about it. It was years ago. He says he's grown. I think that you should give him the benefit of the doubt. The fact of the matter that he felt like he had to step down from this, yes, I mean, does he want to be taking attention away from the event itself? That is a good point.
He did the right thing. He did the bigger thing. Yeah, he
did. It's a shame that he had to do that.
You know, it's a shame.
It is. It really is.
Listen.
Because let me tell you something. Using the word gay or, you know, I hear kids all the time. The big thing is, and I'm quoting, no homo.
Yeah.
Meaning something other than gay, but of a sexual, possible homosexual reference.
Mm-hmm.
Is that hateful?
Well,
Is that homophobic?
It's saying, well, you know, at least I'm not gay, which implies that gay is bad.
And what context? To me, it has a lot to do with context. Speaking about gay people. I grew up in the 80s. There's, you know, now it's LGBTQ.
Mm-hmm.
But growing up, being a child of the 80s, you were gay. And my parents taught me that. yeah, you referred to somebody as that.
Right.
But there was, you know, the F word. I won't say it on the air.
Fungul.
Fungul. There you go. That was a derogatory slang for homosexuals. That was a bad word. Anyway, if I was to use that word in the house, my mother would crack me one. But to say somebody's gay wasn't bad.
Well, no. I mean, it's just like,
you know,
look, the parlance has changed. It's like you don't say black, you say African American.
Yeah.
It used to say gay, now you say LGBTQ.
Yeah, homo's, that slang's always been viewed as derogatory.
Sure.
So, yeah, it's kind of hard for, especially for comedians, but even for the mainstream, I'll say the mainstream America, to wrap their heads around all this sometimes.
Like, what's the most acceptable term now?
For a comedian?
Cocksucker.
Dude.
Wow.
I don't care.
Damn it, that's bad. Anyway.
I don't fucking care.
No, I get it. But,
you know, I'm not hosting the Oscars.
Yeah. No, you're not. Facts! I got facts!
Now you're not.
Because you know what? Here's the reality. Here's the fucking reality. Let me tell you. These award shows need to realize you don't want a comic host in your shit.
No. Nope.
Because here's the reality.
Steve Martin used to do great.
It's a different world. Nobody's thinking. You put an arrow through your fucking head, you're called a hokey motherfucker. Nobody wants to see that shit anymore unless you're Steve Martin. People want more gritty, real comedy. That's where we're in a more gritty world. You need more gritty comics. You don't want. Get fucking Billy Crystal to do it again.
It's hard to do that when everyone's so hypersensitive.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
Well, you get Whoopi Goldberg who goes up there and delivers a party platform, and it's like, all right, you just pissed off half the fucking watchers.
Here's the thing.
You just pissed off half the viewers.
I'll get to that in a second.
Dumbass, right?
Comics get in trouble for saying awful things. Because you pay us to say awful things. That is
it's not supposed to be clean.
Right.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with dirty or clean.
Provocative.
You pay us to do that. You want us to keep on creating content. We have to have a Twitter feed, Instagram, you know, have to keep writing new material. You pay us for this shit. Right. Well, if you go through our history, there's going to be some jokes you don't like.
No shit.
Maybe we have a joke about mayonnaise and you're pro mayonnaise. We're going to have some shit you don't like. Stop looking to us. You don't want us to do it.
Justin Timberlake
to do it.
No, not him.
Seriously, you don't want comics. It's just that I can't explain it enough. It sucks.
It's a shrinking market. Everybody, hypersensitive human beings are the worst things for a comedian.
You think you want comics. You don't want comics.
No, apparently they
don't. No, you don't want to be provoked.
Say, you bring up a good point, though, with the political stuff.
Now I got facts.
No, it's not a fact. It's a point, though. The question is,
I might have a point on Devin's then.
Everybody gets a point.
I'm recording this segment. I'm going to play it on loop in my bedroom.
Once in a while, you stumble into some shit.
Once in a while. All right.
So the question is it more offensive for somebody to have some, quote, homophobic tweets from 10 years ago or the modern day where you have a celebrity telling the president essentially to go fuck himself, yeah. which is what De Niro did. I mean, if you ask me, the De Niro thing's a little bit more offensive. Mm. If you really want to be honest about shit, are you going to tell De Niro to shut up? You going to tell him not to show up? Because that's more offensive.
As an Italian-American yeah. and a patron of his movies, I can say that's freedom of speech. Every American should
it
tell
absolutely
their president.
Is. Yeah.
Every American should be allowed to tell their president, shut the fuck up.
But they don't have to do it on my stage.
And I would get, exactly. Right. I would get equally offended if it was said toward Obama and somebody got mad at that person. That's free speech.
About,
yeah. That's First Amendment stuff.
But if we're going to have a milquetoast program, if that's what we're going to have, yeah. we're going for non-offensive, nobody gets hurt.
Impossible.
You talk
about
that.
The weather.
Oh, my God.
But
yeah.
And even that, it's going to lead to something.
But that's what they want.
Impossible.
Apparently.
They, if you, and listen.
Boring
if,
comedy.
Listen, yeah. if that's what you want, if you want to you know, police what a comedian said 10 years ago, then you got to police what your big stars are saying on the stage because you are
True.
Pissing off half the country. And it yeah. is disrespectful. Whether I agree with it or don't agree, you can't say fuck the president or, you know, you shouldn't be doing this
no.
on that platform.
No.
There's a time
no.
and a place.
I yeah. said, to me, free speech, including entertainers, this covers all entertainers, unless you're calling for violence, hatred, or exclusion.
Well, this calling for hatred. Fuck you is hatred.
Yeah.
No. That's political disagreement these days. That's the climate we live in.
No, but De Niro hates him.
Yeah, no, he...
Yeah, really... and you know what? That's fine, but he, you know, it's the actors that say, you know... I want to, you know, kill the president.
Well, different.
I wish
get,
him harm.
Then they get a visit from
that,
Secret Service.
Yeah, that's dangerous
yeah.
shit.
Well, no, well, I'm talking about this particular
But for
event.
An American to tell the president, fuck you, yeah, hey,
I
welcome to America, buddy.
It's not about an American. We're talking about a particular event. They want these milquetoast events. So if you can't have comics who said inflammatory things.
Impossible to find one.
Right, but I'm also saying then you need to police everybody who's going to be on
oh,
the
I
stage.
I see you're saying the big yeah. money guy. Yeah, I got it. All right,
the offense of two
yeah.
different types.
Yeah.
Exactly. Offense.
Yeah, right on.
You got to
yeah.
police. Hey, listen, you go up there, you give your speech. Yeah. I don't want any political speeches. I don't want to hear pro this, anti this. Yeah. Just thank who you want to thank. If you can't do that, we can't give you the microphone.
I remember,
let's make some consistent rules.
Yeah, yeah, I remember back in the day watching Whoopi Goldberg host some of the awards.
I'm sorry.
And I shut it off. I'm like, I can hear this shit on the news.
But that's what they. But it's
you know,
boring.
Really, it's not
yeah.
funny.
Yeah,
it's like I can hear this shit on the news right now.
Yeah.
Like what am I? This isn't funny.
Are you watching The View?
I was running the Oscars or Emmys or some shit.
Now Glad yeah. Glad contacted the gay
funny.
Lesbian something.
Oh God,
American,
I don't remember
I don't
what it stands for.
So they contacted you know the Academy Awards and ABC. You know they were concerned about this. So my thing is. Is this really what GLAAD needs to be focusing on? I mean, don't they have bigger fish to fry than a fucking comic with 10-year-old tweets?
You would
hosting
think.
An award show?
You just said the key word, a comic.
Well, they don't look at him as a comic. You know, look at him as an actor, probably.
Yeah.
Even though an actor, a comic, yeah, there's right now somebody who is being singled out or is in physical danger because of their sexual orientation.
But that's not this.
That's not this.
That's
correct.
What I'm saying.
Right.
And when you said this, GLAAD had, you know, yeah, exactly. They should be focusing on people who can't get a job or can't freely walk among humans because
kids
of their sexual
or
orientation. Kids being thrown out of their homes by their parents because they are gay. And those are big problems.
Well, then, you know, they might say, listen, Kevin Hart is a role model for a lot of people, so this is important to us. I mean, they could say that. And he has a big platform. I mean, there is an argument for it.
There
yeah.
is, but
listen, I just you got to
address it.
You got to stop looking up to comics, America.
Yeah. Right
yeah.
on. It's entertainment, and again, we're supposed to be able to laugh at our differences.
Right. But listen, I get what he said was inflammatory, and it was picking on. It was punching down.
Yeah, it was.
When, you know, when you do the jokes about, you know, if my kid was gay, I'd crack something over his head. You're punching down towards homosexuals. Not my favorite type of joke
right.
to punch down. I like punching up, and that's what a lot of good comics, that's why politicians are such great targets, left, right, or ever, because they're above us.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
gay people, black people, Jewish people, Asian people.
Based on identity, gender.
People,
yeah.
You're punching down. These are people
yeah.
that have a lot of obstacles.
Right.
So that would be... But like I said, he did apologize.
He addressed it. Yeah.
yeah.
Addressed
so it's
it.
Like, how long is the probation
statute
period?
Statute of limitations.
Right.
Yeah.
When's the statute of limitations
over? If not, like I said, Eddie Murphy should never be allowed near Hollywood for half the shit he said in the 80s.
I do think this causes
you know,
people...
Really,
if you're
going
to hold to that standard,
really, if you're
sure.
going to hold to that high standard.
I think
yeah.
this causes people that
yeah,
like
Richard Pryor. My God, remember Holy shit, that guy was brutal.
But who knows what they would say today?
I know. I get it. But it's like it's strangling creative faculties. It's, you know, again, you know, it's just bad. It's just bad for the our culture in general. We just can't laugh at our differences.
Well, they would
anymore.
Argue. They would argue. Right. They would argue it's good because we're not hurting people. That's the other argument. Yeah. You know, you're excluding people. You're making them feel less than and other. That's the other argument.
Yeah. No. I mean,
listen. There's a time. Listen.
True.
There's a time and a place. I'm not saying they don't have valid points. I'm just saying stop asking us to be in places where we don't belong.
Yeah.
Accept us for what we are. Awful people who say terrible things.
Yeah.
For a living, who you pay good money to see say terrible things, or just see us in the clubs. But don't expect us to be different because you have in your mind what you want us to be.
Yeah, no, it's like
that.
It's good in the club, it's good in the movie. Maybe you don't want to tell those jokes in HR.
Sure.
I think at that point you're already
time and place.
Yeah,
time and place. I can go through most movies and find something to be offended about. Yeah. When does it end?
What a horrible way to exist.
Really?
Exactly.
Know, really. That's my. That's
and
the problem.
Do that, yes.
Correct.
Yeah.
Listen,
in music, in literature.
I think this hurts homosexuals.
In entertainment, in sports,
I think
people find
the
way.
I think if somebody's on the fence about gay, they don't have a strong feeling, and then they see this, they'll be like, fuck those faggots. Like, if they're a big Kevin Hart fan, and like, you know. No, seriously.
Yeah.
You're going to take the opposite view just because fuck the. Fuck the people holding us down.
Incite in the wrong way.
Yeah.
It's a wrong kind of incitement. Yeah,
you know, Kevin Hart
could
have gone up there and he could have done shit to be inclusive. Listen, if you're working in Hollywood, it's hard to be anti-gay. It really is.
Not
the
quite
only,
the climate.
The only place worse than the Oscars to be anti-gay is the Tonys.
Yes.
You
the
know,
Tonys,
I mean.
Tonys, that's funny stuff.
Listen, just hire Neil.
Right?
I know, right?
Listen, hire Neil Patrick Harris.
If there was a gay strike on Broadway.
Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah, Neil Patrick Harris and
no
fucking
good.
Billy Crystal to host everything, and let's call it a day.
Right.
That's where we are.
I mean, and if that's what they went, they're fine for that
job. They're awesome at it.
They're awesome
they're
at that gig.
They're amazing at it.
They got it, you know? It's like, but you know what? It would have been awesome to be able to see Kevin Hart be able to pull that together and rise above that and have everybody on
I think
his
he comes
side,
out looking good.
I agree with you.
I think Kevin
Hart
does.
That's a good point.
It
I
does.
Think he's a great comic. I've seen him, like I said, I've seen him live. I've seen his stuff on Netflix. The guy's a trip, man.
Yeah,
he reminds me of a very physical kind of, and again, back to the cracking over the head thing, almost kind of like a very physical, animated, like Robin Williams, John Ritter kind of, you know what I'm saying, comedy where, you know, it's a very physical kind of comedy.
Well, he's a good, he's
his
a
facial
good storyteller and physical.
Yes,
Robin Williams is a little bit more wordy, but I mean.
Yes, I'm talking about animation,
physical,
that physical,
and
yes.
The energy.
Yes.
And the passion.
Yes,
passion.
That
no,
physical.
I like the act out, Pip. You were going.
Yeah, thanks.
I was
raising my fist in the air, but
she was just to the sleeves.
No, I was raising my fist around in the air, forgetting for a moment that I'm doing radio. You
that's
know,
awesome.
But
I understand.
Yeah. I often have to narrate what Joe or Joe doing. Just nobody can see him fiddling with his cuffs again.
All night long.
All night long he's been fussing with his cuffs and looking at the...
Not even itchy. They just got a fuss.
Yeah, no. That's not Campbell. That's definitely not Campbell.
Cat.
That's American short hair.
Nice, we all agree.
Oh, my God.
Hypersensitivity.
Listen, there's a time and a place. People just got to understand. Comedy's not for everybody.
Yes.
Not everybody wants to laugh. That's fine.
Hey, this is a comedy show, and, you know, there were things. Yeah, it depends on your interpretation of comedy. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there are things and topics that are discussed here that are considered offensive.
If I'm doing this right, it is.
But, yeah, exactly. it's made to incite. And you pick out topics that do exactly what we were supposed to do tonight. Discuss, argue about them,
joke.
And laugh.
Hey,
joke, yep.
We
yep.
Incite,
and at the end of the day,
it's a riot.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
I guess
come
the
on,
laughter
it was
stopped.
Good.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was it really, life coach?
I got nothing.
Neither does Pip. It doesn't stop.
I got
that was good. See?
Come on. I got a bumper sticker.
You're amazing. You know what? You spoke at a
guys,
good pace.
We got past the sheep tonight.
we did well with your sleeves.
We got past the sheep. It's all downhill.
No, see, I would spend my whole set adjusting crazy. My bra straps because they keep sliding down. I can't help it.
The girls are the straps.
No, the straps.
Just the girls.
They want to be bracelets.
Anyway. All right. Russ, tell us about Tower of Energy.
If you need any business consulting done. You can find me on
business consulting for
any kind of industrial lighting, please give a call. No, I don't have a phone.
Is there
find me on Facebook. I'm sorry. I just do this so I can sponsor the show.
Well, that's the only reason you do Channel of Energy is so that you can be our
really?
Sponsor?
Really? I don't use the corp anymore, but
oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
No, I don't.
Okay.
I'm
well,
serious.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, thank
I just,
you.
I just like, yeah.
We could just sponsor your family.
Yeah, I know.
They
yeah,
shot
yeah.
$2
no,
this weekend.
I, yeah, nice. Yeah, man. I still have the LLC open.
Okay.
And, yeah, I don't use it.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Even tag file zero every year, yeah. I just leave it open to have it.
I do, too, but they're going to come and get me one day.
That's funny shit. Yeah.
Do you want to do Portobello?
Sure.
Hey,
you got it in front
I was
you?
Just
no?
there.
I don't have it.
I love that place.
You can do Portobello, too, if you'd like.
Portobello? No, I screw it all up. Pips will have a sexy voice.
Thank
screw
you.
It up, too.
Yeah, I will. Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary needs, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event is not just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the always popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. The next show is scheduled for January 10th.
No, it's not.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's
January 19th, I meant to say,
no,
but
it's
none of those.
It's next year.
Okay, next year. Well,
not your fault.
January's next year.
Yes, it is.
Not happening? Okay. Never mind.
I think it's going to be February.
Okay. Probably in February. Check back with us. Experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Side Splitting Productions, all your entertainment needs. Still need a Santa Claus. We can make that happen for you. A comic for an appropriate event. Don't call me for something where a comic really doesn't belong. You don't want to know. I don't want to. I don't want to have to feature you on the show.
You're a sensitive jackass. Don't call Davin.
If you want a safe space, don't call Davin.
No, I mean, I do shows for safe space, but I know how to do it. I know going in.
Yes. Yes. No, you know how to cater it to your audience, but,
yeah.
You know, they're not, like, completely stuck up and not.
I do shows for kids. So,
yeah, I know.
Do you?
I have.
That's yeah. Fantastic.
It doesn't feel that way.
No, after the sheep, I just can't see it.
I'm a prop act.
Dude, that fucked me up. That fucked me up bad.
You'll be fine.
Can I get
Dude.
That sheep?
You can.
Awesome.
SideSplittingProductions.com, SideSplittingProductions.com, 551-404-3094. Pip, plug your husband's radio show, and then we say night-night.
You should listen to HudsonRiverRadio.com. Every Monday through Friday from 3 to 6, you will be treated to an oral experience. That's A-U-R-A-L. By listening to the Richter Observatory. Music, local news and weather. It's Monday through Friday, 3 to 6, HudsonRiverRadio.com.
Oral.
That's oral.
New. That's new.
Thank you. I know.
As opposed to an anal?
Yeah, I just thought of it on the fly.
No.
Look at you. Look at you writing. Russ, thank you, as
you're
always.
You're welcome, guys.
Thank
Thanks
you,
for
Russ.
Having me. Always a good time.
Yes. Very spirited.
Very spirited.
Always.
Yes.
It does not go quietly into the good night.
No, I do not.
As soon as we turn this off, the beatings will begin.
Resistance is never futile.
Resistance is futile.
I like that.
You
the
like
Borg.
That,
right? Nice.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, I know. You're not a nerd.
Thank you.
Star Trek, dude. Star Trek.
Star Trek. The Borg were awesome.
Really? A brainiac like you? Never watched Star Trek?
I don't consider myself a brainiac.
No? Nah, you're a little cerebral there. I can picture you digging sci-fi.
Listen to him throwing the compliments.
I appreciate that. I don't know. Am I really cerebral? I don't know if I'm cerebral.
Maybe a little heady. Kind of like a bad pot high.
Thank you and fuck you.
I'm sorry.
I don't even know what that means.
No, it's supposed to be fuck you and then thank you.
Yes.
Yes.
That's what Pip likes.
That's a Saturday night.
Pip likes it.
Yes.
Yes.
I like
Pip
it.
Pip likes to be bent over the dishes.
I like it like that. The counter is good.
Yeah. Fed sex on the counter?
Yes.
Really?
Nice.
Yeah. It's good.
Is it?
Yeah, unless you bonk your head against the cabinet and that's not so good.
I gotta tell you, it's one of those stitches. Things, as a youngster, when you're younger,
yeah,
all over the place is nice.
Yeah.
When you're older, yeah, bed's good.
That's yeah, good, it's safe, right? Yeah.
I'm not going to hurt
all
my
your
back.
Your joints are banged up. Yeah.
I hurt my back sneezing. I don't need to be doing gymnastics.
Have you seen an orthopedist and a cardiologist keep it in the bed?
Well, after you've christened the whole place, it kind of gets stale. But, I mean, you have to christen the place.
I do, yeah. I mean,
now
I know
nobody feels
thing.
Safe any place in my house.
Wow. I know. Right?
But, I mean, God. I know that's a thing. When you get into, oh, we got to do in this room, that room, that room. Do we? Do we have to?
At first, yeah.
Why?
You have
because
to.
You can.
Because you can.
Because you
animal.
Can. You yeah. paid for it, right?
But the kid's sleeping in the crib. I don't understand why we need to do this now.
That's why we don't have kids. We don't have to worry about anybody seeing.
Can't imagine that life.
You know, not
it's
having
been so
kids?
Long. No, it's been so long. I've totally forgotten.
You're the one who wanted to double up on the whole thing, so don't blame us.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you
I...
doubled down.
Yeah,
you really
I did.
Did.
My own.
Yeah, you love it.
You know
now
what?
Now you got two of each.
I lost 5 years of my life, but that's all right.
That's all right.
I'm a better person for it.
Yeah, but your legacy lives on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That's enough of this palaver.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks for coming
Thanks
in, Russ.
Thanks for coming.
We'll see you soon. If you like it.